Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, I take this opportunity to welcome everyone here on this lovely, lovely Thursday morning. The fog's not too bad in Salina this morning. It ain't too cold, and looking forward to a great radio show here today. I've got a couple of things we're going to talk about. I've got Miss Crystal Key here with us. We're going to be talking about the event out at Mount Vernon on Bakerton Road here in Clay County, and it happens every year about this time, where they try to scare everybody in the county to death if they can. We got that. And then the last part of the show, Kevin's going to come on. We're going to try to catch everyone up on kind of what we're doing here at the courthouse. And we might have some other things to talk about with him. He and I usually wander off on quite a few things. But we've got, like I said, once again, we'd like to welcome everyone here to the show. It will come to you live and in living color on your radio dial here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And then also we will, toward the end of the show, we'll be giving away one of these wonderful birthday prizes here. And hopefully, if I can remember, we'll read their names off here about halfway through the show. And let's see, we haven't got a whole lot of announcements today right now, but I want to remind everyone that the football team will be going to Troutville County tomorrow night to play them, an historic enemy of ours over many, many years. And after that, they've got the season finale again the next week down at Gordonsville, which will kind of decide who wins or comes in less than first here on the football conference this year. So those are two big games yet to go. And, of course, we'll have CCHS basketball starting up here before long. So we'll have quite a bit of things to talk about here for the next little while. But we want to first begin by thanking everyone that makes this show possible here on Thursday morning, especially the Chamber of Commerce, Three Star Committee, and all the folks that help advertise here. And we really appreciate that. And I want to remind everyone that we are on live now, and we'll be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And all of our shows are streamed on the Bell Hollow Horizon newspaper site by date. So if you're especially interested in this one, right now today's date, you can go and find that and listen to it again if you'd like. And let's see, with that, I think before I let Ms. Crystal get started here talking about the event out at the Mount Vernon Fire Department, we'll take a little short break and we'll come back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Crystal, I don't know exactly. I'm sure if you've got a starting point here where you want to. Well, introduce yourself to the folks and tell folks who you are.
All right. I'm Crystal Key, and I'm with the Mount Vernon Fire Department. I'm the secretary there.
And some history about yourself.
I'm a Clay County resident. I've lived here my whole life. I work for Dr. Gene Donaldson. I've been an active member of the fire department since 2004, I believe, and that's when we started Haunted Woods.
Okay, now, how many years is that fire department? I think it's one of the more original volunteer fire departments in the county.
1995 was when it started.
Okay, and I think maybe Moss maybe started a little bit before that.
Yeah, I think a few years before.
And we got a whole bunch of volunteer fire departments all over Clay County.
We do.
We
do. Thankful for all of them.
And I know that any time there's any type of trouble with fire of any kind, it's amazing how many of these vehicles start showing up.
I know.
Young folks jump out with axes and fire hoses, water buckets, and just everything in the world.
I mean,
we have a great system here in Clay County, our volunteer fire department.
I agree.
And, of course, I need to make me a list and start getting you guys on again. I know over the years we've had most of everyone that represents those.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I have kind of fell behind on that, but we need to start doing that again, and let folks know about our volunteer fire department. And okay, now, have you? I know this is a fundraising project here, and I know to tell the folks about how our volunteer fire departments are supported. If you can do that.
Okay, well, all of us have to do fundraisers yearly to take care of all our bills or whatever's needed to run on our calls. And then, of course, the county gives us so much money a year.
I know, the county commission does allocate some money each year.
They do. But we have to do some fundraisers to make sure we can...
Okay. How many of those do you normally think of right off your head that you guys do down there?
Well, of course, we do our 4th of July event every year. Well,
that's the big fireworks.
Yes, we do that on July 4th every year. We have since the beginning. Just recently, Jeff Lehman did a car show for us. But we usually do cakewalks or something to that effect.
Okay. The cake. I haven't been to a cakewalk in years.
No.
I mean, do we still have any of these bid wars among young gentlemen trying to outbid someone to get the?
Most people do their online auctions now.
Okay. Because you I don't know where you remember or not the old so-called pie suppers that they had at churches and.
I remember talks of them.
And young ladies would bring in pies. And if they were an extremely popular young lady or maybe one that just someone had his eye on, he might sometimes spend $50 or $75 just to sit down and eat a piece of pie with her. I don't think we have any of those anymore.
I haven't
heard of one of those in years. But, those were quite common. And I'm sure, when they have the cakewalk here, they have different prizes. But this, I know you guys probably do too when you have that.
We haven't had one in a few years, but we've had some talk of having another one.
So you're planning on that?
Maybe.
All right, maybe. Okay, now, let's talk about what's coming up down there here. It's right now spook season, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just finished up our first weekend last weekend. We had about 300 people to come through. The next two weekends will be there on Friday and Saturday night.
Okay, now, what all is involved? Let's talk about a month and a half ago when all this really started. Tell us about, you know, all the preparations and things that go into something like this.
Well, you can't always get everybody together, but everybody tries to do the best they can. And we had several out there working over the past month trying to get everything cleaned up and ready to go. Our building is in pretty good shape most of the time. You just have to go in and straighten up a few boards and...
Some ladies have to come in and straighten up all the mess that the men have made. Is that kind of what?
I don't know about that. Most of the men have been back there doing it, but the ladies usually stay up at the community center and do concessions.
but when the time comes, you have to go down there and straighten up all that mess they've made.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
We say that kindly so they won't.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I know that you have got Coels. Mm-hmm. Who are we naming that?
We're talking about Coel Bean.
Okay.
When we started this, he donated land for us to have our haunted woods on.
And I know also that this is dedicated to a couple of special people, one especially special to you. And I know that is Miss Mary Bean.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she has been a real, real hard worker in that volunteer fire department forever.
She helped start the fire department.
And I know also she is she's been an elder care nurse. Everyone knew Miss Murray.
She took care of a lot of people.
And I know that she will be, you know, greatly missed. And the other, of course, is in memory of your father who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we can remember them and remember with smiling faces. Mm-hmm. All the great things that they did for our county in so many ways.
To go every year. They couldn't wait to do this.
Okay, now, I know at one time you had a haunted house.
We have a maze, yes. What you do is you start at the fire hall. That's where the concessions are sold, and you pay to get in. And we have someone that hauls them on a hayride out to the land where it's at.
Okay, now, the preparation of that, the maze, I mean... The corn don't grow that way, does it?
It's actually not corn. It's
okay, that's what I'm getting to.
It's built with wood, and it's a very good house.
And it's kind of scary, I think, from folks that have been there in the past. But
yeah, you have to walk a trail and go around it, and then you go through the house at the end.
Okay, now, I know the cost was, what, $10 per soul and ghouls. Soul and ghouls under 10 and under are $5.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 7:00 each night, and you're not trying to scare folks until 10 p.m. until the last victim is massacred. let's take a walk through that and see just exactly what all is from the beginning. Just walk me through what that's like.
Going through the maze or just from the top? Just from the top, like where they start?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you'll go to the fire hall and you'll pay. And we always have to wait to get a load. Usually 25 to 30 people a load. We have trucks out there, some of our firefighters, Randy and Rob Bean, Coel's son, and Mary's husband and son. They always take everybody, usually have a wagon waiting too, usually. And they take them back there. It's probably about 3/4 of a mile from the fire hall. It's on a back road. I don't know if you're familiar with Mount Vernon area.
Fairly.
Yeah. Yeah. And back in the woods, you go down a road, and when you get off the wagon, you go down a trail, and it goes all the way around. And then the last thing is going through a maze.
Okay, now, what's in that maze now?
Well, there's lots of
things. Surprises, I know that.
Yeah, it's really dark. They redid it this year, and it's very good. Very good.
Well, now, you still haven't told me, are there any...
Well, I can't tell you everything. Well, you know, you got to have a surprise.
Oh, so you got to surprise people?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, do you have any folks that take a few steps to turn around and come back?
We do. We do. Sometimes, lots of the kids will be brave, and then they'll want to come out. But, and there have been some adults. We've had lots of funny stories over the years.
Okay, now, on the financial side of this, how many days are you... What, a couple of weeks or?
3 weeks, 3 weekends.
Okay, now let's take a little short break, come back, and we're going to talk about the monetary side of this
okay.
a little bit.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Sit here with Miss Crystal Key. We've been talking about Coel's Bloody Acres and Haunted Maze. And we haven't really we haven't told the folks exactly when this is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that?
I can. We have 2 weekends left. This weekend, October 20th and 21st. And next weekend, October 27th and 28th. We usually start around 7.
When it gets a little bit dark.
Yes.
Okay, now, the exact location, in case someone wants to plug it into their GPS and find this place.
We're at 4029 Baserton Road, and that's a Red Bull and Springs address.
And that's over at the fire department.
Yes.
And then all the folks involved in this, we haven't given everybody else their...
Right, their recognition. Of course, Mount Vernon and Hermitage Springs Volunteer Fire Department and Moss Volunteer Fire Department.
Okay, so you guys have all teamed up. Are there any other over in the west end of the county, or are those the three?
No, those are the only three.
There's three over there. Okay, so you all have got that end of the county covered pretty good.
Yeah.
pretty good. Okay, now I asked you a minute ago, you know, if you want to say, if you want to tell someone something, don't be surprised if something happens. You got one of them if happens, maybe. We don't want to give away a whole lot.
No, not a whole lot, but don't be surprised if you hear a chainsaw. I guess that would be one of the things. Usually there's Michael Myers running around somewhere.
Does anybody jump out with a knife-looking instrument or anything
no,
like that?
No, we would never do that.
Do you chase anyone or anything?
No.
Don't chase them through the woods or anything
no,
like that?
We would
that?
Never do that.
So you try. Okay, now, let's go back to the business side of this.
Okay.
Your budget out there. What are you working with, Crystal? I mean, is that part of your job where you...
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah,
we... That's it, Kevin going by.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like, the money you get...
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the equipment that you have there.
Okay.
If you would, just kind of go through the things that the Mount Vernon Fire Department has there to fight fires with. And,
okay.
And how, maybe some of how they came about.
Well, most of our stuff is paid for with federal grants that we try to get. We just recently, back in 2017 or 2018, got new gear and a new air packs, and that was a federal grant.
Now we'll stop. Just about how much does it cost to equip a volunteer fire department? Do you have any idea?
I can tell you.
Online, I'll call you back later.
I can tell you what it costs as far as that went. I think the gear was around $65,000. And the air packs, I can't exactly remember. It's been a long time since we did that.
And how many members do you have there now?
We have 23 active members.
So divide that into that. So that's a pretty good
yeah,
little amount of money.
I think I was told one time it's around $5,000 a person to fully equip them.
And get them ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, your volunteer fire department members, some of the donations they make besides, you know, they make the donations of their time.
Mm-hmm.
And do they, I'm sure some of them do furnish some of their own equipment, their boots.
Their boots are included with their gear.
So we've got them covered from head to toe.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got the personnel there.
Yeah.
Okay, now equipment-wise, you said in 2017 you got the grant, but also what about your major pieces of equipment that you have there that are really big, expensive items?
Well, our trucks, of course, would be the most expensive items.
Okay, and do you have any idea what those average trucks?
I wouldn't have a clue.
A clue right now how much those, I know they are quite expensive.
Yeah, they are. They are.
I know. Of course, our volunteer fire departments, we can't afford to go buy a brand new fire engines and things like that.
Well, most people, if they get a new one, they have a grant that helps them get it.
And I know a lot of times big city equipment, they may have some great, great small county equipment that at a great bargain price. And I'm sure that...
Our engines come from somewhere, I can't remember.
I think maybe there may be an organization that helps find things like that.
Yeah.
Or, do you know of any places where you've gotten things donated from far off anywhere, right offhand?
No, we used to have an agency that Horn kept us in touch with that helped us get things.
Okay, now numbers down there. Now let's talk about the equipment that you do have there on site.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. You know, your trucks, your engines, your pumpers.
Yeah, we have an engine and we have a tanker. Those are our only, we do have a brush truck now that we take. We're about to get it done.
So, how many homes do you represent right offhand? Do you have any idea of the number?
I don't have a number. I would have to pull the census on that. it's been a while since we did that. But we all help each other in the West End. If there's a structure fire anywhere, we all try to go.
Yeah, okay. And I know you depend on quite a bit on local donations.
We do.
Do you have donation drives or do you?
We do send out mail-outs every year and ask for donations. It's not something we don't tell them they have to do it. We do make a little bit of money off of those.
And that doesn't mean if you don't send donations back, you ain't going to stop and put
right,
the fire
no,
out.
We,
you know, that's a rumor that went around for years and years.
Yeah,
if you didn't volunteer, you're a little chick.
No, I don't think there's a fire department in this county that does that.
No, I don't think so either. But you know, and the cooperation of between the three and with the equipment that all three volunteer fire departments have out there, I know is, you know, it adequately covers things there. And of course, that, like I said, if we have a problem here and it's a big problem, P Ridge head this way, East 42, up Willow Grove area, everybody heads.
Everybody helps each other.
And the volunteers, I know most folks don't really realize that these are their neighbors, their volunteer, and they are, well, they're on 24-hour call.
Yeah.
And I know there are lots of times they get called out, bad weather, cold weather, hot weather, rain, sleet, snow, all those things.
Then they'll be out all night and go to work the next morning.
And, Crystal, there's really no way that, you know, we as citizens can really, really show our appreciation other than showing up at your events that you have that help with these things and just show appreciation for the volunteer work that the Clay County Volunteer Fire Departments do.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris, I really appreciate you coming by here this morning talking to me.
Well, thank you
for having me. We'll get you back sometime and we might let you talk about pulling teeth or something.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no.
And before the, I'm going to go ahead and read my birthdays here and let you get back. And I guess you're working today, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I took a little break.
Well, then,
but those tickets, if you want to do that.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to, if you want to call this number real quick. Give them a number there.
Okay.
Before we let her go. Now, this ain't going to last long.
931-261-4694 for two free tickets.
Okay. And I'm going to, while we're waiting, if we get a call, it'll be on her telephone. And, Randy, don't turn us off just because the phone rings now. But having birthdays today, we start with Mr. Jake Clements celebrating a birthday. To Doug Bryant, also celebrating the birthday today. Mr. Ken Lambert, celebrating a birthday. Linda Elam, got a pretty good number today. Jennifer Watson Smith. Mr. Lincoln Gass, celebrating his fourth birthday. Miss Margaret Strong and Miss Linda Collins. Okay, we're going to give about three or four more minutes. And if we don't get a call, we're going to let Crystal go back to work. And like I said, Kevin just walked in, so we're going to be talking about those things. And I know, don't forget all the different events we've got coming up here in the county here for the rest of this month. And of course, it's right now getting time close to our time for the trunk or treat. Thanks for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the big fishing contest coming up out of Cedar Hill a little bit later on. And we'll be having some of our Christmas stuff before long, with our Christmas parade, all those things. So, well, Crystal, don't look like we've got a phone call.
I don't think so.
Well, now, if you get a phone call, you can take care of it all fast.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, I'd like to welcome Kevin in this morning. I think he said this is the first time he'd been in since we moved across the hallway over here. And he's had some major changes since we had him here. He is now, I guess he says he is a retired independent contractor, and I'm not sure exactly what he's contracting in. what are you doing, Kevin?
Well, of course, the last 3 years, and good to be here. Thanks for inviting me. I've worked for Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston, and it was for a three-year contract. I mean, I knew that was going to come to an end, but I also knew I was going to be 65 when it came to an end, that magic number that everybody, it's bad when you get about 60, you start counting down to 65. But
the days get long, you know, everybody talks about how fast days pass, but when you're waiting for that day.
Absolutely. It's kind of like waiting to get your driver's license or something when you're a teenager. But my contract ran out, and I officially retired, although they have asked me to stay on as a substitute, I guess. There's a fancier word for it than that, but that's basically what it is. And I've already been working some of them. I'll be working tomorrow, but just on a hit-or-miss basis. You know?
Well, I think one of our former teachers here also is doing some substitute numbers to Gary Strong. I think he's doing some substituting over there in the building class or something.
Well, now I'll tell you, it is not difficult, you know, either for working for a local school system or for higher education, which teach at it. You can work about as much as you want to because there's somebody out all the time, and they just, it's like every other phase of the labor force, except it's been that way a long time. There's just not enough people to go around to do it. So you can be really popular.
And with that shortage, it seems like, you know, there's a few perks that come along with you anymore. I don't know exactly what, but I do know that I think, you know, as a retired teacher and getting your pension, I guess that's still in effect. You can come back and work maybe some full-time hours now.
Yeah, I know there's been some changes. I don't know exactly what they are.
No, used to with limited, I think maybe you could work 50% of the time, but I think those have kind of gone away.
Well, one thing, Thomas, I've learned in subbing recently, and I was doing that even before I retired from TCAT. I've gone to Jackson County, to Cookeville, Clay County, high school, and the subbing situation is different about everywhere. You know, different school systems handle it a different way. One rule that I see, though, is if you have a working for local school systems, you have a degree, typically a 4-year degree of some kind, you'll make a little bit more doing it. You know, there's a couple different levels of subbing, and if you have a teaching certificate, yeah, you can make pretty good money as a sub, or you can turn right around. There's a teacher shortage too, just like everything else.
You can go full time if you want to now.
Yeah, sure can.
Okay, so now, does that mean that the entire family's retired now?
Well, me and Miss Jane are both retired, although and everybody told me this, but I guess you don't believe it. Now, I'm just in my third week or fourth week, whatever it is. You can stay really busy in retirement. It's amazing. You know, you're not getting paid for it, a lot of it, like you once were, but yeah. And Thomas, I never dreamed, I know a lot of our listeners can probably relate to this, how complicated it is to grow older. just navigating the Medicare thing and all the supplements, getting signed up for Social Security. You know, some of it goes pretty smooth and some of it's not so smooth. It's a difficult thing.
Yes, it is. And of course, our local Social Security office is over in Cookeville, I believe, still.
Right.
And you have so many days to get this done, so many days to get that done. And then every year, and I guess you may have not been bombarded yet, but you'll start getting bombarded with the folks with the Part D or whatever it is. Wanting to take all of your worries and troubles away from you and handle your life from now on.
Well, I've been in a little bit of an unusual situation, too. Even though I retired at the end of September, my health insurance was good for another month, which I'm grateful for.
Right.
I have come to appreciate how good a health insurance plan and how economical it was working for TCAP when I started all the Medicare research or whatever. So even though I've been 65 for a while, I've not started with Social Security or Medicare. It was delayed a little bit. And that process, you know, you have, if you miss a certain date,
right,
you've got to go into a special sign-up date. And, of course, you got to do parts of the Medicare supplement thing every year.
Right.
You know, you've been doing that for a while,
right.
I know. It's an ongoing process.
Okay, now, a little bit on the personal side, are you eligible for the state supplemental insurance too?
No, my understanding, I'll get a little Tennessee Consolidated Retirement System supplement, but in order to jump on that healthcare supplement thing, you got to have more years in.
Right.
I scraped in with just 5 years.
The UMR thing. Well, you know, I do know back many, many years as an active teacher that your spouse was eligible to be a part of that. But I guess back at that time, you were taking care of, you're on another way, so.
Well, for most of our life, I piggybacked on Jane's insurance.
Right.
But for the past 3 years, I've had we both had single person policies,
yeah,
because there's an age gap for us. I'm 3 years older than,
right,
she is, so she could, if she had jumped on mine, which would have been a good thing for 3 years, now she'd be out looking at it.
Right.
So,
right.
It's a maze. I mean, it really is. Like going through a mowed cornfield.
You know, I know with the thing, with the so-called, you know, uniform blanket coverage thing, we don't want to get onto that, but you know, if they go in there, and we have, you know, the state of Tennessee for retired teachers has a supplemental policy. The first thing you have to do is cancel that to get on to the other one.
Right.
So you know, there are just lots and lots of pitfalls on there. We could talk about this forever.
Oh, yeah, we better stop.
Yeah, we need to stop on that.
Well, let me throw one out,
okay,
there, and you may have discussed it on air because it's been a. I guess that was last week. Congratulations on a really nice birthday party for the courthouse last week. That went really well.
Yes, it did, and we enjoyed the folks that came by, and You know, that is something that we didn't want to make a, you know, just a great big splashy type thing. We wanted to kind of, I guess, give the grand old lady just a little bit of recognition, and folks come out and take a look at some of the things we've got changed here in the courthouse and some of the things to look forward to. But, you know, it was great, and we really appreciate all the folks that came by, and we've got, you know, some special shout-outs to Miss Teddy Lou down at the bakery, who wound up donating us some of the greatest little cupcakes. I think I've ever had one much better than that. Of course, we had a few left over, and you could get them down at the bakery for a little while. And I think she sold the rest of them out down there.
But that's nice.
And we also, of course, Miss Francis always helps with some things.
Right.
And we've got our committee, which of younger ladies, and that's Miss Melissa White and Tanya Spears. And I know that with her help, we've been able to do a lot of things over the years. And, of course, now we've, you know, and this year with the grant we've got, we've really made some changes. We've got, you know, a couple of our doorways. We have got newly recovered doors in, and we've got two more in the shop, and we will have those done here in a little bit, and we'll have the doors where we can come back and weatherize, and we can get those things done and get started on putting the new floor down.
Well, you've got so much done, and for folks who didn't take a close look at it before all this work started, and even outside with some of the things, they wouldn't appreciate it. But boy, if you knew what things looked like, well, let's just say 2 years ago, a lot of improvements, you know, all the soffit and everything outside, a lot of that was in pretty rough shape, and it looks brand new now.
A lot of it is, and we're really appreciative of the Mayor Reagan and the county commission that took care of that and hired a contractor, a local contractor. Mr. Blakely came in and did that work, and he duplicated things for his, just part of his wages, that if we'd have gotten some historic preservation, it's untelling how much those things would have cost. And I know also we got Mr. Taylor Johnson came in, and the mayor did, and he's painted the gray around the bottom again, which has significantly improved the outside look of the building. And it's just, there's lots of things. And then on the inside, our theater is up and just about ready to go up there. And we're looking forward to having a show or two here before long. And, of course, we'll be shooting for something we know at Christmas, because we'll have our celebration. And I think we've got a group that's kind of volunteering where they're going to help with the decorations this year. So we're looking forward to that. And like I said, we've got our trunk or treat coming up, which draws quite a few people coming by.
Well, you know, Thomas, I can see the upstairs has changed dramatically again. With a curtain that goes from one side of the courtroom to the other, and that's a big curtain.
Yes.
I mean, that is a big, big curtain. But you know, people will drive now to go to quaint, intimate shows like you're able to put on upstairs. You know, for 100 to 120 people. I could see the courthouse being a destination for folks to come.
We have been, you know, as well, of course, our Rolly Hole Marble Museum now is listed on the state list of museums, and also our theater up there. We just got it added to the group of community theaters,
mm-hmm.
So we've got those going. And right now we're kind of in the first planning stages of doing another Lola Jean Dillon evening coming up here sometime within the next few months. And, you know, just lots of things going on. And also, we were kind of looking at something along the line of some way to celebrate Mr. Bud Garrett with some type of celebration here. And, you know, the those are two folks that are really, our local citizens would be greatly surprised if they really got out and looked at how important and how well-known those two individuals are and were in the music business.
Yeah, they're big deals. We, you know, when it's your home county, you know, people don't always realize. But yeah, they're both big deals.
And you know, like I said, we with our Rolly Hall Marble Museum, Mr. Bud, he kind of came up with one of the first machines to make flint marbles instead of the old-fashioned way. And we're looking at, and hopefully his original machine is getting restored now by the Arts Commission, and they have kind of promised that they're going to have a loan program where it will be back home where it belongs for a long while.
Well, that's as it should be. That's a good thing.
Right. And, of course, you know, with this, you know, this is the Rolly Hall Marble Museum is not just a celebration of Rolly Hall marbles here in Clay County. We involve also Monroe County, Kentucky, which you know, our two counties, this area here, we're the hot spots. But with that, Kevin, I think we'll take a little short break,
sure.
Come back, and we'll talk a little bit about marbles, and want to talk about something that on the sadder side of our marble program that we'll talk a little bit about when we come back. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. On a sadder note this morning, we have, I guess, we're going to talk just a few minutes about Mr. Russell Collins, who just has passed away. And, you know, he was one of our legendary marble players here in Clay County, and he's really associated with our museum here. We have a couple of his championship trophies here, some of his marbles and things like that. And he was just a true gentleman out there, and a tremendous marble player. And I think he worked a number of years for our Northwest Water Department, I believe. So everybody all over that end of the county and everywhere knew who he was. but he had a terrible battle with cancer, and he finally succumbed to that. But it's just kind of a little bit of a thing for him this morning. We normally don't do things like that, but this is kind of special to us here in the courthouse and to our Marble Museum, because he actually was a seven-time winner of the National Rolly Hole Marble Tournament, Open Standing Stone. Is also he won the up at Heavy Duty, the Dumas Walker Marble Tournament up there a number of times. And for five of the championships that he won over at Standing Stone were with his partner, Mr. Doyle Roden.
Right.
And of course, Doyle passed away at a very young age also. And Russell, he retired from marble playing for a number of years. I know someone asked him why he didn't get him another partner, and he said his comment was that the marble player is a whole lot like your wife. You just don't get another one. But eventually he did play with another of his friends, Mr. Larry Denton, and won two more championships. So he wound up with a grand total of seven Rolly Hole National Marble Championships. And we just want to, let folks see how... I guess he was esteemed in the Rolly Hole Marble community all over this Middle Tennessee. And also he was a member of the group. Now, this is kind of special, too. He's a member of the group that went to the Smithsonian Institute on the mall at the Smithsonian Institute. And we'll just tell it this way. They built him a marble yard up there on the mall, and we sent our players up there, and they spent a week up there showing folks how to play marbles, which, we're not talking about playing at the top of the Walker Hill or something. We're talking about Nashville, and also on that trip, Mr. Bud Garrett was there as a marble maker and as his barbecue recipe, and I think maybe his wife brought some quilts up there. So he was represented there, and he managed to talk himself up on the stage where he did about, seven, eight full shows on the stage up there when he really wasn't booked that he got up there. So, you can kind of tell when talented folks like that, or, in traditional music, when folklorists hear it, they know there's something there. And we thank Mr. Bob Fusser for a whole lot of that. He took the group up there. And then also Russell was with the group that they rounded up some players here in Clay County and Monroe County. Heavy Duty did. And I guess they pretty much funded a trip, flew all this bunch of folks from Clay and Monroe County over to London, England, to play in a marble tournament over there, and that's if we have some videos of them riding over on the plane.
Right.
It was a very interesting time, and I know they spent quite a lot of time over there, and they managed to win the European Championship, and I guess that was 91, maybe, I think.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, we've got material on that. If you want to know all these things, come by the museum and take a look. We've got the trophies from over there, and got quite a few trophies and things like that here. A lot of pictures. There's a whole bunch of things there in our Rolly Hole Marble Museum.
Thomas, I was looking at the list of champions, and of course that goes back 40 years, literally 40 years.
Right.
I believe. Of course, Russell and Doyle won the very first one.
The first
Rolly Hole National Marble Championship in 1983, and then they won again in 87, 88, 97, and 99, and then as you said, there was a stretch there where Russell didn't play, and then in 2013 and 2014, Russell and Larry Denton won the championships. You see a lot of common names on there. We've had, Clay County dominated that for a while, and then Monroe County has dominated, and that's kind of gone back and forth. Looks like Clay County didn't have one in 2020,
I guess,
because of COVID. Clay County's won the last, we don't have this year, they've won the last three now.
We won this year with the Walden brothers.
Right. So, Clay County's got a three-year win streak going.
And this year was kind of a generational finals. We had two gentlemen from Kentucky, and one of them was 74 years old, and the other, I think, maybe was 69 or 70, and they were playing against two very young brothers. In the past few years, the youngsters have managed to kind of beat out the older folks.
Oh, yeah. Well, the previous year, we had two very young winners,
right.
Even younger than, two years ago, when Kenzie Adams and Andrew Walker won. Now, I don't know if either one of those guys were 30. At the time they won. And then, of course, last year had Jack Tinsley and Sailor, and then Sailor switched up and played with his brother, Powell, and they won it.
And I think maybe, of course, Jack had been, I think he had probably played in probably every one of those tournaments probably from the beginning, and it only took him 39 years to win it.
He did
do a pretty good celebration.
Now Jack was part of the group that went across the water too, wasn't he?
Yes,
way
he
back
was.
30 years ago, or yes. Whatever it's been. Yeah.
And there are some great videos of that, lots of great photos of that, and you know, you kind of got to imagine when you put a group like that over in the middle of London, England. But they did great. They played well. And of course, we also, you know, kind of celebrate here not only Rolly Hole Marbles, but we celebrate all of our youngsters up through the age of 14 that have played and won national championships in the Ringer Marbles. And we're also going to have some demonstrations and things on the Tennessee Square thing. It's not just, I mean, it is the Rolly Hole Marble Museum, but we try to cover so much of anything to do with marbles and here and with Clay County.
Well, it, Thomas, it's so good to see this next generation coming up. We were kind of at a point there where, you know, all the players were older. There wasn't hardly any players under 50 or even 60 years old, I guess. So we got all these younger guys and young ladies, too, and some of the other types of marbles coming along, and that's good. We're Rolly Hole's set for a while in Clay County.
I can look over the hill from the house up there and look down, and I saw some cars down there the other night. And I went down, and there were six young men in there playing, and each one, they were all under the age of 20.
That's great.
I mean, that's great. And, of course, another thing, we're working on our outdoor marble yard here, and hopefully by next year we'll have it ready with the resurrection of the marble yard up at our Donaldson Park. And with all the other new things up there, I mean, it's just, things are really looking up for us in numerous things. And we'll remind everyone about the Cumberland Scenic Byway that's here. You know, if you want to take a great drive, start here at Slim and drive all the way to Cumberland Gap through some of the old towns, old cities, and just so many things happening here now.
Absolutely.
And I think, Kevin, we're about to what time?
Probably don't have over a minute.
Well, you got anything to wrap up with the last minute real quick?
Well, I was just thinking about Rolly Hole. You know, Rolly Hole is one of those sports, one of those few sports where you can have a 75-year-old and a 15-year-old playing the same game at the same time. About the only other sport I can think of that falls in that category, my favorite, is golf. You know, there's not many sports that you can play your entire life. You know, we have to give up softball and baseball and football and basketball at some point. You know, but Rolly Hole, man, as long as your knees allow you to get up down, you can still play that sport.
And it don't cost you a whole lot for the equipment.
No, it does not.
Most of the guys make their own equipment.
That's right.
And that, you know, that's one of the great things about that. Well, Kevin, I think appreciate you coming by, and I
glad to be
folks
here.
That, you know, we will indulge us this morning just a little bit, but now the Rolly Hole Marble Museum right now is not open on any set time, but if you happen to see a black GMC or an old green antique Chevrolet truck out front, come by and take a look. We had visitors from Texas and I forgot the other state that came through here this week. So
that's great.
And with that, I guess, you know, it's time we should gather everything in here and shut the doors down and get everything back where it halfway belongs. But before we do that, we not ought to. But Kevin, I'm going to let you give me a number between 1 and 8.
Well, I'll just split the difference and go with 5.
five, number five, looked like Margaret Strong.
Congratulations.
And got come over by the chamber and pick up that great prize. And we appreciate all the folks that, you know, let us know about birthdays and anniversaries. And just get online and call. It's a pretty nice prize you get over. It's well worth going over and picking up.
Absolutely.
And I know, I think the answer machine still says you win a cake from the Dairy Queen. We're going to have to change that one of these days. But we really hate to do that because, you know, the former owner, that's his voice on there. That's John's voice on there. We'll leave that alone for a little while longer.
Right.
And with that, we'll say, may the good Lord bless and keep until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB 101.56 Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.